You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio, from a 40-20 to winners aplenty. We've got it covered.
We have indeed. Thank you for joining us here on the Super League podcast from William Hill. We're at the business end of the Super League season. Dave Kellner here in the studio with the two Marks with me, rugby league expert Mark Wilson, joined by rugby league trader Mark Lightfoot, to take a look at the Super League semi-finals. Wigan versus Huddersfield on Thursday night, Leeds versus the Saints on Friday night, and as an added bonus, we have the million-pound match on Saturday afternoon, Wakefield versus Bradford. First of all, a warm welcome to the two Marks, starting off with you, Mr. Mark Wilson. How are you doing, sir?
Yeah, good, mate. Good. Looking forward to a big weekend of rugby league. Really important weekend for everyone who's involved.
Lighty, good to have you with us.
Hi, Dave. How are you doing? All right?
I'm very well, thank you. I enjoyed last Friday. Leeds fans have got to thank me as well, because I went round to my parents to watch the match, just basically to mooch food off them, and this rugby league match was on. Got to the 68th minute, I thought, this one's done. I went to get the train, and lo and behold, they come from 8 points down to win the match, Lighty. Incredible match.
Well, you should have stayed and eaten a bit more, Dave, and then you just eat it all. But yeah, I'm still not really sure how Leeds won the game, to be honest. In rugby league, I think, usually, Mark will probably agree, the team who wins deserve to win, you know. And I'm not saying Leeds didn't deserve to win, but it's one of those games I still can't really work it out. It was an incredible ending to the game. I don't really know how they managed to find a way to win, or Huddersfield find a way to lose, but that's what happened. And that's exactly what the organisers of the Super League were looking for when they came up with this concept, really. That kind of finish. Incredible, right up there with the wide to west finish for St Helens against Bradford a few years ago, is one of the most amazing finishes you'll ever see to a game, I think.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, Mark. And Ryan Hall, Mr Wilson, the man that had, he'd played averagely at best.
Oh, you're kind. He was awful. I've never seen him have a worse game, but then he comes up with that moment, and you know what a fantastic moment for him. Leeds write their own scripts, don't they? You know, been saying for a few weeks, I actually don't feel Leeds are going to win it. You wonder after Friday if their name's on it now. I mean, that was a sensational piece of skill at the end, and fair play to them. Like, you know, Lighty said, they found a way to win, and for me, Huddersfield were the better team. They just didn't close the game out, and that's the worry you've got about Huddersfield. They don't win big games in the playoffs. It's as simple as that. So they've got to find a way to overcome Wigan this week, but I've got a sneaking feeling Huddersfield aren't done with yet.
Okay. For the purposes of this podcast as well, Mark Wilson will be known as Mark and Mark Lightfoot will be known as Lighty. If that's okay with you, Lighty.
Yeah, that suits me fine. I've been called worse, Dave, yeah.
Let's get stuck in then. Wigan versus Huddersfield is the live game on Thursday night, 8 p.m. kickoff. Wigan 1-2 here. The draw 18-1, Huddersfield 7-4. Wigan minus 6 on the handicap, 10-11. The handicap tie is 16-1. Huddersfield plus 6, 11-10. Lighty, you've set these prices. Wigan minus the 6 points here. Is that where you anticipate, come game time, that line's going to be?
My hunch would be that the punters will come for Wigan. But I don't think the line's a million miles away from being right. I mean, Mark's just alluded to it, what he said there. Huddersfield are going to... They're playing well. They're playing very, very well. Lucky not to win last week. I just hope that sort of final kick that they got there at the end of that game doesn't hurt their confidence and their belief going into this match, and I hope that they can find something new. I'd really love to see them reach the final, because the progress that they've made over this last few years is sort of building up to playing in a grand final. I really hope that they can do it. But my hunch would be that the punters will want Wigan, just because they're at home, they're the bigger name, they're pretty much at full strength, and they've got more experience of coming out on top in these big games. 2-1 for the match and 6 on the handicap. As I said, I don't think it's a million miles away. I think it'll be relatively tight, I've got a couple of bets in mind based on that theory. But I do think Wigan will probably find a way to get over the line and reach Old Trafford.
Yeah, Sean Wayne's team, obviously, Mark, will be annoyed losing out to the Rhinos in that race for the League Leaders' Shield. They've got the opportunity to make amends and reach the Grand Final, though. They've got to come through this match against Huddersfield. He's already stated, though, Mark, that they'll use that match as motivation for this match, and that could be important.
Yeah, it could be. I look at what happened in the last 60 seconds at the John Smiths on Friday and think, actually, it made no difference to Huddersfield at all, because once Sinfield kicked that goal at the end that put them level, that meant the Giants were going on the road this weekend anyway. So that was their disappointment. I think the last 60 seconds was more about Leeds than it was about Huddersfield. Wigan they're awesome at home. You know, we all know what happened in the grand final last year. For me, they were the best team in the competition last year, and they got denied by one of their own players' stupidity. They'll want to go one step further this year. But I've just got a feeling now. I'm worrying that I'm throwing good money after bad here, because I put the Giants up a few weeks ago to win it. I just think Wigan, for as impressive as their home form would be, and this is an interesting one for Mark, if this game was at Huddersfield, Wigan's away form is terrible. Now, that says to me, they're not as good as everyone thinks they are. And that's why I want to take them on. I think all the pressure is on Wigan on Thursday night. And I think Huddersfield, I think they are going to cause an upset. I've been in the last 3 years, I think Huddersfield have won there twice and won there quite easily. Wigan, for me, are a set of bullies. They'll bully up front, they'll beat you up front, and then they'll play on the back of it. Huddersfield are the one team, I think, that can go head-to-head. And I can see this being a feisty game. I can see it being a bit nasty, to be honest. And I've just got a feeling that Huddersfield are going to cause an upset. I think if you're going to back Wigan, I think if Wigan win, I don't think it will be that close if Wigan win. But I've got to go with Huddersfield. I have, honestly. 7-4 on play. Well, I've backed them already, so my money's on Huddersfield.
Huddersfield 7-4. Huddersfield +6, 11-10. Lighty, Mark mentioned they're a set of bullies, Wigan. As has always been alluded to with Huddersfield, are they a set of bottlers?
Well, I mean, there's a chance that you could end up saying that again by Thursday night. I don't think it's bottle, really. I just think that Wigan will find a way. You know, the experience that they've got in the team, pretty much at full strength now. The bets that I like on the game are probably Wigan to win a close-ish game. I think they might get it done by 1 to 12 points at 13-8 on that winning margin market. And the other thing that I like the look of is I think, as you said, as Mark alluded to there, I think they will come out and the forwards will have a real pop at each other early on. I think they'll be desperate to get on top in that forward battle. That could lead to an early penalty or two being given. And where I'm going with this is I think the first score in play could be a penalty for either team. I think they'll want to settle the nerves and get them points on the board. And you can back the first score in play being a Wigan penalty at 9-1 or a Huddersfield penalty at 8-1. I wouldn't put anyone off either of them, Matty Smith or Danny Brough, having a pop at goal early to get a couple of points on the board.
And if I'm looking at the try-scorer markets, Mark, Jermaine McGilvery is 10-1 to score first, 10-1 to score last, 10-11 to score any time. Leads the try-scorer charts. Do you think that's a decent bet for Huddersfield?
Yeah, said it to Lee last week, who did the podcast. Backing McGilvery at the minute, it's like finding money in the street. He's having the form of his life. And, you know, even last week, he got half a chance and scored. So I would play that. I think you'd be mad not to play it on Jermaine McGilvery. We all know about the Wigan wide threat, but McGilvery, for me, is a must play at 10-11. I always back Akuma Tai in the big games for the Giants. He's in double figures for the Huddersfield Giants this year, and we're getting a decent price on Akuma Tai. He says as he's strolling down, 9-2.
That's, yeah, 9-2.
That's more like it, Lighter. You've been having him at 9-4 in recent weeks, you tight so-and-so. 9-2. Oh, hold on, I'm just off to the cash point. I'll be back in a minute.
Akuma Tai to score a try at any time at 9-2. So, Lighter, just recap your best bets on this one.
Okay, so I'd go for a first scoring play to be either a penalty for Wigan at 9-1 or a penalty for Huddersfield at 8-1, and I think Wigan get the job done. I mean, the three meetings they've had this year, Wigan have got it done by eight points exactly twice, and by 14 once. They've won all three games against Huddersfield this year. I think they'll find a way to get through again by a close-ish margin. So 1-12 inclusive is the play for me at 13-8.
And Mark, you're sticking with Huddersfield?
Yeah, got to do, mate. Got to do. I think there's an upset. I think this season's been that good. I think we're going to get one more twist, and I think it comes at the DW.
Good stuff. Leeds versus St Helens next then. Friday, 8 p.m. this one. Leeds 1-2. The draw 18-1. St Helens 7-4. This handicap market again set at 6. Leeds minus 6 even money. The handicap tie is 16-1. St Helens plus 6 even money. Lighty, this is an intense rivalry, isn't it? Goes back through the years in Super League. Saints have never had the upper hand in the grand final, but they have been they have beaten them in the playoffs before. Leeds might wish this one was next week because they've had the Indian sign over the Saints at Old Trafford in the past.
They have, and it's not totally straightforward, this, because I think a lot depends on how much you read into the two results that the respective teams had last week. Going into last week, Leeds were on the back of a three-game losing streak after the Challenge Cup final, and as we've talked about, they found a way to win late on at Huddersfield. So they've possibly, you know, that might be the fillip that they need to sort of get the season kick-started again. St Helens, on the other hand, exactly the opposite. They were on the back of three wins, and then on the back of a really sort of intense game against Wigan, where they managed a late win the week before. There was almost a bit of a hangover from that for them last week, where they lost quite tamely at home to Warrington last week. Warrington on paper had nothing to play for, but we all know that when Warrington play St Helens, there's always something to play for, and that's pride. So they'll be disappointed by what happened there. It's almost like they knew that, for me, it's almost like they knew they were going to finish fourth. They were going to be going away to whoever finished top. And I don't think they... I think they had a bit of a breather last week almost. They would admit that, but I don't think they were completely at the races last week, to be honest. So I'm almost prepared to put a line through that one. The handicap of 6, if those two results hadn't happened last week, then, you know, it would be a bit closer. But I've got a feeling that, you know, this isn't the end of the journey quite for the likes of Peacock, Luluai and Sinfield. I think they've got another grand final in them, and I think Leeds will find a way to get over the line in this game.
Do you think this one will be tight as well, then, Lighty?
I'm less inclined to think. I think there's a chance that Saints might, you know, if Leeds get out early and go a couple of scores in front, I think that there's more of a chance of Leeds covering the line in this one than Wigan, personally. Yeah, it's got potential to be tight, you know, but Leeds, apart from the game after the Challenge Cup final, where Saints won, but I wouldn't read too much into that match because Leeds were suffering a hangover, possibly literally, from the Challenge Cup final. Other than that, Leeds have got it done fairly comfortably against Saints a few times this season. So, yeah, if somebody is going to win by a blowout score, I think Leeds could do it, but I'm not, you know, it's not one I'd be having the rent money on, I don't think.
Leeds minus 6 even money. A couple of key bits of team news here, Mark, as well. Saints likely to welcome back Alex Walmsley. Kieran Cunningham has made reference to how key he is to the way they play. That would be big if the prop forward came back. And the Rhinos are likely to be without second rower Stevie Ward. So a couple of key bits of team news coming into this one.
Yeah, Leeds are struggling with injuries at the minute. I mean, Kevin Sinfield didn't train last week. He warmed up. And that was his fitness test to see if he could play, and he played. I mean, what a fella he is. But Stevie Ward, from what I'm hearing, could be out long-term with a knee problem. Walmsley, well, will he play? I mean, I don't think they're ever going to say he's not going to play. And I think that's something, if you are going to back St Helens, if he doesn't play, I wouldn't be touching him with a barge pole. I completely agree with everything that Mark's just said to you, because if you look at the teams last week that didn't need to win, i.e. Bradford and Wakefield, St Helens are exactly the same for the reasons that Lighty gave. They knew they were going away this week, so what's the point in busting a gut to try and win a game that really didn't matter? Wakefield got battered, Bradford got battered, Saints got battered. These guys put it in when it matters, and it matters this week. But Leeds, for me, Leeds won the grand final last week. I really do think that. I think if they'd have lost last week, that were it. They might as well not turned up this week. They've beaten Saints 3 times already this season. And despite the fact that they lost after that cup game, they were very close in it at the end. It took a late try, really, to take it away from them. And Leeds didn't play well that occasion either. I think if they'd have played anything like, they would have won. I've I've backed Leeds minus six. I think it's a strong bet. I think there is a potential here for a blowout if Leeds get on top. And I don't think you can overlook that head-to-head form in massive games. They beat them in the semi-final of the Cup this year when it mattered. And Leeds in big games just don't lose to St Helens. And that's going to carry on Friday night. I just can't have St. I've not been that impressed with them all year, if I'm brutally honest.
I'm not sure Cunningham's quite got it right with them, has he yet?
No. I think there's a bit of... disarming is probably an unfair thing to say. I don't think they're... they're not the Saints of old where you could rely on great rugby league. They're getting by. They're scraping by for me, Lighty. I just can't have them. I don't think... I think they won the first seven games of the season. If you look after that, they've won one, lost one, won one, lost one. Mm. They're almost in the playoffs by default. If they'd have lost at Castleford 3 weeks ago, they wouldn't have got in the playoffs. So for me... No, I'm not having them given. Short of Leeds missing more key players that we're not aware of when we're recording this, Leeds minus six. And I think if they get on top early, as Lighty said, this has the potential it could blow out, I think.
If you're looking at the dozen winning margins section on the website, Leeds 13 plus, 13 to 8, Mark, could be good.
Yeah, I genuinely would look at that. I would look at that. I think if you're going to, I almost think if you're going to back St Helens, I'd back the 16 to 5, half time, full time. I think if they're going to go to Leeds and win, they've got to get in front early and stay in front. I think if they fall behind, I'm just not sure that there'll be enough coming back. And at 13 to 8, I'll play it. But Leeds minus 6 at even money looks a very fair price to me.
And Lighty, just recap your bets on this one.
Yeah, I'm pretty much with Mark, really. I think we've agreed on this one. Yeah, I'd probably be with Leeds on the handicap, I think.
And we finish with Wakefield versus Bradford, which is Saturday, 2:50, this one. Wakefield 4-11, the draw 22-1, Bradford 2-1. Handicap betting here, Wakefield minus 8, 10-11. The handicap tie is 16-1, Bradford plus 8, 10-11. Line set at 8 here, Mark, and for the uninitiated, which includes myself, how has this match come about and why is it being billed as the £1 million match?
Basically what happened is the bottom four in Super League played the top four in the Championship. They all played each other once, seven games for each side. The top three went into Super League, fourth place, fifth in a playoff. It's called the £1 million game because basically they get £1 million extra funding for next season if you win. If you're in Super League, you get nearly £2 million. The team that goes into the Championship, I think they get £950,000 or £900,000. So therefore, the £1 million game. This is, you know, Wakefield's Super League future on the line here. People will look at the game they played, I think it was in the third game of the qualifiers, and Wakefield won quite convincingly on the scoreboard. They were 24-0 up inside about 16-17 minutes. They blew Bradford away that day, but Bradford bounced back the week after and beat Salford. I'm going to tempted to throw that line of form out of the window, that the previous meeting, because I think there's a lot of pressure here. I know there's pressure on both sides, but I actually think the pressure's on Wakefield not to lose their status. Bradford are a full-time club. They've struggled against the Super League teams in the qualifiers, barring that win over Salford. But I think this is going to be a tight game, and I actually think Bradford plus 8 is where I would be drawing my line in the sand. And I've got to be honest, I'm a Bradford fan, but I'm certainly not talking through my wallet here, because I've got a lot of time for Michael Carter at Wakefield, and part of me hopes that Wakefield survive because of the job that he's doing off the field for them. But I just get the feel, a bit of the press conference today between the two teams, and for me there's a little bit of edginess about Wakefield, right. And I think Bradford seem quite settled. They know what they've got to go and do, and I've got to set the price. Now, what I must say here is I got my fingers burnt because I backed Bradford to win at Wakefield in that qualifier, and then after 20 minutes I'd done my money in. But I think this time we get a different game. I think Bradford know what to expect, and I'm gonna take the 8 points, 10-11.
Okay, plus 8 Bradford at 10-11. Lighty, I still remember those halcyon days at Oddsall back in the late 90s, early noughties. Those have long gone now, but they've got a chance here against Wakefield, albeit the 2-1 to win this one.
They've got a great chance. And I speak for a lot of probably fans of Super League, where I really miss having Bradford Bulls in Super League. Those big nights that they used to have, where they used to get 20,000 plus in at Oddsall, were absolutely electric. I agree with most of what Mark said there, to be honest. I think all the pressure of the game is on Wakefield. They did blow Bradford away in August when they met before, but since then it's been a bit up and down. Last week, they both recorded poor results, but the difference was Bradford rested nearly every player, or a lot of the players, and they're coming back into this game having had a week off. Wakefield didn't rest players, and Mark, I just want to check, am I right in thinking that Wakefield won't be playing Tim Smith and Kevin Lockett?
Yeah, no, they've gone, they've done, they won't be playing.
Right, I know. I mean, all the pressure's on Wakefield. Bradford have sold every ticket available to them so far, and I think they've asked for some more. They'll have an absolutely huge following at the game. It'll almost be like a home game for Bradford, I think. Or there won't be much in it. It might be 50-50, roughly, the support. They're under all the pressure, and I think Bradford are going to go there, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if they won the game at all. But the two bets, really, Bradford plus eight, I think it's not far from a coin toss for me.
Really?
Yeah, I honestly really think that, you know, I couldn't call it with any confidence either way. So the plus eight is one of the value bets on the game. And the other one, if Bradford, it'll be close, it'll be very cagey. There's so much on the line. I think another value play on the game is if Bradford are going to win, the 1-12 inclusive winning margin at 14-5, you know, nearly 3-1, that's a nice price. So I think if Bradford are going to win, I don't think it'll be a blowout either way. But if Bradford are going to win, it'll be a relatively close game. So that 14-5 appeals to me as well.
I'll tell you what does appeal to me, Lighty, that 8-1, Bradford 13 or more. Now, I completely agree with everything that you just said, but we spoke about the potential for a blowout in the Leeds game. I think this could be the last 20 minutes, it could be almost the crowning of the champions type. You know, I just think if Wakefield are going to win, it's going to be by an odd point. But I actually think if Bradford get on top, as they did with Salford, they can put points on better teams. So you've offered me 8-1 there. I'm thinking it's Christmas. I'm going to take that. I am going to play that. Look, they might get beat, you know, and I might be doing my money in again. But 8-1 for 13 or more. Wakefield, they got beat last week by Sheffield by all, was it 24-10, 24-12?
Yeah, they've got to turn it around with that same, pretty much the same group of players as well, haven't they?
You've dangled the carrot there, mate, and I am taking the bait. 8-1, that is massive. That is massive. And look, whatever happens, happens. But 8-1, I bet on price, and that price for me is too big, mate. I'm taking it.
Chaps.
Fair enough.
Chaps, it's been good fun, this. What's the best bet on the card, Lighty, over the three matches?
I'm going to take the Bradford plus eight as my bet, I think.
Mark?
I'm going to take Leeds at 1-2, even money minus 6 if you want to play it like that. If you're looking for what I feel is a surefire bet, I can't see Leeds losing.
Good stuff, chaps. Remember, you can follow both Marks on Twitter, at Mark Wilson Radio and at Mark_Lightfoot. I'm available at D Kellner. Thank you, chaps. It's been good fun, that.
Yeah, hopefully. Next time we speak, I'll be smoking cigars, drinking champagne, all at Lighty's expense. It's brilliant.
I'm sure you will anyway, if past history is anything to go by, Mark.
No, I thought we were not to mention that on air.
Thank you, Lighty.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, Dave. Cheers, Mark.
Cheers, boys.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning into the Super League podcast as well. Remember, you can check us out on audioboom.com and on iTunes as well. Follow the two Marks on Twitter and myself, Dave Kellner, and we'll be back for the grand final next weekend.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.